Let's go down to Texas this morning and get a live update on a toxic chemical plant that continues to burn near Houston. Correspondent Jim Ryan is there. Jim, how dangerous is this situation?
Well, we're told that the risk of another explosion is quite low, so that threat has gone away. Schools around the area will be back in session today. They were let out yesterday in an abundance of caution, although last week was spring break, so they extended that by one day just to keep the kids at home, keep them away from the schools, which are the closest to this chemical plant, which blew up on Sunday and caught fire. There are still six tanks burning this morning. These are 80,000-barrel tanks, huge, huge tanks out there, and are still burning, sending a plume of smoke and fire up into the sky.
You're talking about things like chemicals used to make nail polish remover, glue, gasoline, all that in the air. I mean, if you're in the surrounding area, what are those people being told?
Well, you know, that not to go outside, you know, those schools, even where the schools have been back in session today, they've resumed today, there will be no outdoor activities there. So really the advice from officials there around Houston is to stay inside, not to breathe this stuff, although air quality testing has shown that there's nothing really serious in this stuff, nothing too hazardous. The plume, by the way, Brian, is moving pretty much straight up, going straight up and then drifting to the northwest. It goes up about 4,000 feet. You can actually see it on weather radar now.
Wow. What are they using to put it out?
They've been using foam to control it. It's not a matter of putting it out so much. That's almost impossible. So they're putting foam on the surrounding tanks within this tank farm, within this this facility, to keep it from spreading to other tanks. Essentially, it's just a matter of letting the stuff burn itself out one barrel at a time, 88,000 altogether.
Okay, Jim, we appreciate the update. That's Jim Ryan joining us from the state of Texas dealing with a massive chemical fire. It's been burning since yesterday.